statewide weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, mostly sunny skies, temperatures in the upper 80s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, we'll have clear skies, upper 60s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, 90. Winds will be from the south between 10 and 15. Tomorrow night, clear, 68. And Wednesday, mostly sunny skies in the upper 80s. Right now, it's 82.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Last week, the NCBA Live Cattle Marketing Committee met during the Cattle Industry Convention in Nashville and put forth a new resolution and directive. The new resolution pertains to CME Group Live Cattle and Feeder Cattle Future Contact Price Limits. It states NCBA supports the use of expanded price limits following a limit move event, but opposes formula-based variable price limits as a means to expand daily limits within the contracts. Formula-based limits can cause confusion, which can lead to less use of risk management tools. The directive passed the committee, creating a new working group that will focus on market information, transparency, and reporting. The group will look more closely at eliminating the impacts of the Livestock Mandatory Reporting Confidentiality Guidelines to ensure live cattle market transparency, defining the key elements of a cattle contract library and associated LMR reporting to achieve more price transparency, as well as determining the type and content of captive supply and other alternative marketing agreements must be reported to USDA, along with reviewing the functions and intentions of the Packers and Stockyards Act relative to transparency and evaluating the need for additional research focused on further establishing regional levels of negotiated trade that provide robust price discovery, and reviewing current criteria that requires packing plants to participate in livestock mandatory reporting and to determine if changes to those thresholds are needed. Recommendations of these areas to be provided by the working group at the 2022 Cattle Industry Convention that will come up next February. And strong demand combined with higher cattle prices signal optimistic for the future for the beef industry. That's what Cattle Facts told those attending the Outlook Seminar at last week's meeting. Consumer and wholesale beef demand both at 30-year highs, according to Cattle Facts. Kevin Good, who is Vice President of Industry Relations, said all classes of cattle are projected to trade higher, with prices expected to improve several hundred dollars per head over the next 3 years. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention has said that booster shots for the COVID-19 vaccine are on the way, but it's only for certain individuals across the nation. As health departments across the state of Kansas said they're looking forward to getting the booster shots, and while they say many individuals may be looking forward to getting it, to start, it's only for individuals with an immune compromised system.
Who all are going to qualify? It appears immunocompromised, transplant. I would imagine that we're going to have a number of people that are very anxious to get that additional protection.
That audio from Cake News. The CDC does say that those that have had the Johnson & Johnson vaccine are not eligible for the booster shot because there isn't enough data to determine if it would improve immunity in people with weakened immune systems or not. In other news, Johnson County attorney has announced that two police officers who shot and killed a man from Tennessee back in May were justified in the actions. As Cake News reports that Darren DeJean Chandler, 34 years old of Nashville, was killed on May 25th at the Extended Stay America Hotel in Lenexa. Mid-America Network News.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The Kansas State Patrol says that an Atchison man is dead after a utility vehicle he was driving crashed into a vehicle. TV station KSN News reports that the crash happened on Saturday afternoon, killing 26-year-old Eli Whittaker. Investigators say that Whittaker was driving the UTV on Kansas Highway 7 when he swerved to try to avoid another UTV in front of him that had slowed for traffic. Troopers said that he hit the other UTV, then crossed into the patch of oncoming traffic and was hit by another vehicle. Whittaker died at the scene. Investigators say that he was not wearing a helmet at the time of the crash. In other news, police in Wichita say a shooting has killed a man in his 20s, injured another, and led to the arrest of a person suspected in the killing. Police say the shooting happened around 9 p.m. on Sunday on a south at Wichita Street when a fight led to a gunfight. Investigators say that one man who was shot was pronounced dead at the scene. Another person was taken to a hospital for injuries that were not specified. So far, one individual has been arrested, and police have not released the names of any people involved as the investigation is still ongoing. Mid-America Network News.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. Cases of COVID-19 on the rise in Nebraska as the highly contagious Delta variant continues to spread. But those reported totals may be undercounting the actual number of cases because the number of tests being performed each day is down significantly compared to last fall. Infectious disease expert Dr. James Lawler with the University of Nebraska Medical Center said the state isn't testing enough. Data published by the U.S. of a second inmate who had been hospitalized after testing positive for COVID-19. The Nebraska Department of Correctional Services said in a news release Friday that an inmate in his 40s died Thursday in a Lincoln hospital. Mid-America Network News.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready. Always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week shared with a contractor an update on the status of the proposed jail project. The board reiterated their wish is to spend up to $8 million on the construction and necessary renovations of a current courthouse for holding cells, etc. The board is working with the architect to get the request for proposals, construction manager at risk, developed and set out. Commissioners received a letter of resignation from Dr. John Ryan as the medical director health officer effective September 1st. The board will need to appoint a replacement. Dr. Ryan has recommended Dr. Jacob Nagley. County Health Nurse Sue Rhodes discussed the situation later in the meeting and will be actively searching for a county medical director and health officer. These could be filled by one person or ideally could find one person for each position. Monday's meeting will include a budget workshop to work on the 2022 budget. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week conducted several interviews for an noxious weed solid waste director and after discussion voted to offer the position to James Youngerberg as a trainee at $20 per hour, effective August 9th, which was accepted. Nemahal County Commissioners meeting last week, serving as sportive canvassers, broke a tie vote between Doug Dollinghouse and John Howard for runner-up to face incumbent Amy Sudbeck for position one, Nemahal Central School Board. Dollinghouse was chosen winner and will be on the ballot with Sudbeck in November. In a separate but related matter, it was reported that enough valid signatures for recall of Amy Sudbeck from the seat were certified, and the matter will also be on the November ballot. Doug Dollinghouse was among those initiating the petition effort. The state of Kansas will pay $50,000 toward improvements made to 120th Road in preparation for a bridge replacement project on Highway 187 in Nemahal County next summer. The board reviewed a draft of the 2022 budget. Nemahal County Attorney has spoken with representatives for the Grain Belt Express project. He's recommending commissioners table the road use agreement submitted by Invenergy for this project at this time. NextEra Energy Resources is currently working on submitting the annual township payment, as stated in the road use and maintenance agreement for the Soldier Creek Wind Farm. And NextEra is currently working on getting a copy of the environmental report that was done for Soldier Creek to the county. Planning and Zoning Committee presented Gage County Board of Supervisors the final draft of recommended changes to wind energy regulations, and supervisors then approved a public hearing August 25th at 6 p.m. to hear support for and or opposition to the changes in the wind energy regulations as presented by the Planning and Zoning Commission. The motion to move forward with a hearing passed 6-1 with Supervisor Lytle voting nay. Myra L. Dixon, age 55, of Barnston, formerly of Blue Rapids, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Tuesday, 11 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Private family burial at the Bellegarde Cemetery south of Blue Rapids. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Myra Dixon. Eldon L. Whitehead, age 81, of Holmesville, passed away Friday. Memorial service is planned Tuesday, 11 a.m. at the Christ Community Church in Beatrice. Burial in the Evergreen Home Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 8 until 8. Family will greet friends Monday from 6 until 8 at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Eldon Whitehead.
David L. Klaus, age 70, of Odell, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30. At Our Savior Lutheran Church, Odell. Family will greet friends Tuesday, 5 until 7 at the Gertis Meyer Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for David Klaus. Lemoyne Hank Sisk, age 97, of Frankfort, passed away Thursday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Padden Funeral Chapel in charge for Hank Sisk.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike, like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right, like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys, for the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Looking at the central parts of the Midwest for this week, not a whole lot going on. It looks like we're going to see sunny skies and dry weather. Temperatures will start to warm back up. It looks like across the central east, central parts of the Midwest, we'll see temperatures in the mid to upper 80s over the next several days. We really don't have a chance of showers and thunderstorms until Thursday, Friday, continuing into the weekend as another storm system moves in. So looking at the forecast across the area, sunny skies, upper 80s, winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, will see temperatures at 67. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 90. Winds will be from the south between 10 and 15. Tomorrow night, clear skies in the upper 60s. For Wednesday, we'll continue with mostly sunny skies, temps in the upper 80s. Wednesday night, clear skies, upper 60s. For Thursday, sunny skies, isolated storms in the afternoon, temps in the upper 80s.
Average high temperature mid-August, 90. Record high on this date, 108. The average low, 67. The record low, 48. Sunset this evening, 8:22. Sunrise in the morning at 6:42.
Mums are the standard when it comes to fall garden color. But if you want to switch things up a little this year, we have a suggestion on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, August 16th, the 228th day of the year. Singer Madonna shares a birthday with actor Steve Carell, and Elvis Presley died at his home in Memphis on this day in 1977. It's time to think about fall color in the garden, and there's an intriguing trend that we've spotted recently, ornamental cabbage and kale. Either can be used as garden accents or mixed with other plants in containers. They come in a variety of colors, from magenta to red to cream, and the pigments intensify as the weather cools. Plus, because the color is in foliage rather than flowers, the rich hues are likely to persist through early winter. If you're looking for a fun color experiment for the fall, think about ornamental cabbage or kale. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal gardening advice at almanac.com.
Are you seeking the perfect part-time opportunity to earn real money based on your ability and your effort? Do you like meeting people, working with businesses and developing prospects, and charting your course toward success? Would you welcome the chance to set your own hours and work schedule? If you answered yes and you have experience in sales or marketing, we'd like to talk. Radio KNDY is seeking an account representative to call on local retail and service businesses, assist in developing and expanding their marketing plans, and help in growing their business prospects. You absolutely need to be a well-organized self-starter. Relate and communicate well with others. Be creative in developing ideas and strategies, and be efficient and thorough in follow-through. A radio or advertising background is helpful, but we would certainly work with the right individual experienced in sales or marketing. Today's business environment demands that you be flexible, committed, and willing to get the job done. In return, we'll establish contacts and leads with you and allow a commission that rewards your efforts. This is a part-time position to start, but can work into a full-time opportunity if you stay with it. Contact us today with your resume, experience, and qualifications. Email kndy@bluevalley.net. That's kndy@bluevalley.net. For additional details, contact station manager Bruce Dierking.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Monday. It was a sweeping session in St. Louis. Nolan Arenado homered for the third straight game. Tyler O'Neill hit one right after him, and the St. Louis Cardinals completed an in-state sweep of the Kansas City Royals 7-2 yesterday. The 30-year-old Arenado went 5-for-12 with 3 home runs, 9 RBIs, and 4 runs in the series. Royals back in action this evening as they'll open up a series at home with the Houston Astros. First pitch set for 7:10. The Wichita Wind Surge capped off the series against the Tulsa Drillers with a come-from-behind 14-8 victory over Tulsa on the road yesterday. Wichita was down 6-0 and 8-3 early on, but used a big eighth inning to split the series in Tulsa. After yesterday's victory, the Surge lead the division by 4 games. They head to Missouri now for a 6-game set against the Springfield Cardinals. Mid-America Network Sports.
Truck? SUV? Truck? SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make, because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select pre-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualified. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expires 8/31/21.
Chiefs Kingdom, Trey Lance threw an 80-yard touchdown pass that led to loud cheers from San Francisco fans, but also showed some rookie traits during his preseason debut in the 49ers' 19-6 loss to the Kansas City Chiefs. Lance had an up-and-down first performance with a few off-target throws, three sharp passes that were dropped by his receivers, and four sacks behind a spotty offensive line. Chad Henne threw a touchdown pass to Byron Pringle after a short cameo by Patrick Mahomes to begin the game, and rookie Shane Bushell scored a one-yard keeper with 1:14 to play to win it for Kansas City. Roger Federer is going to miss the U.S. Open.
The reason? Federer says he needs a third operation on his right knee. Federer, who turned 40 on August 8th, hasn't played a match since losing in the Wimbledon quarterfinals in June. He sat out the Tokyo Olympics after hurting his knee during a grass court session.
That was Linda Kenyon reporting. Federer sidelined for several months. Mid-America Network Sports.
Routine vision care is an important part of your overall health right from birth. Blue River Eye Care in downtown Marysville is dedicated to your vision and keeping your eyes healthy. We offer comprehensive vision care from basic exams to medical care for ocular diseases, contact lens fittings for all eyes, have 24-hour emergency care, and offer free comprehensive exams from birth through age 5. Visit our website at blueRiverEyeCare.com, visit our Facebook page, or call the office for your appointment today. Blue River Eye Care. The difference is clear.
CJ Express West is delivering. What do you need? What are you craving? They'll bring it to you for free inside Marysville City Limits. Just give them a call at 562-1177 and tell them what you need. They'll bring it right to you. Whether it's a ready-made meal, groceries, or just that ice-cold soda craving that hits in the middle of the afternoon, you can get it. Call now, 562-1177 for delivery from CJ Express West. No delivery for alcohol, lottery, tobacco, or gasoline.
Keep your home secure while also elevating its style with replacement windows and doors from Hometown Lumber. They offer a variety of window options to help create the perfect look for the outside of your home and the best view from the inside. Make a good first impression at the front door by selecting from in-stock exterior and interior doors that impact your home's aesthetic and energy efficiency. Plan your projects now to ensure everything arrives on time and tackle those jobs this fall. Visit Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
Circular spots on the lower leaves of tomatoes may mean your tomatoes are infested with Septoria leaf spot. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The small spots of Septoria leaf spot are tan or gray with dark brown margins. As the disease progresses, the leaves may turn yellow, then brown, and die. The disease progresses up the plant but seldom infects the fruit. Infected plants usually survive, but with very few leaves and fruit. This loss of leaves will result in a smaller harvest. Remove diseased leaves as soon as they are found to reduce the spread of the disease. Then do a thorough cleanup in fall. Mulch the soil to help keep soil-borne fungal spores off the plant. Properly space and stake or tower the plants for better air circulation and fewer diseases. Avoid overhead watering by using soaker hoses or drip irrigation. And rotate your planting locations each year if space allows. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The great courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
The annual Beatty Milo Festival is Saturday, August 21st. The fun begins Friday night with the Petting Zoo and Kitty Carnival, which continues Saturday, co-ed softball, and a glow run at 9 Friday, followed by free fireworks. Saturday, the Milo Festival includes a truck show, Milo and corn exhibits, kids tractor pull, cornhole, an antique tractor pull, bike races, and greased pig contest. Plus, this year, food trucks will be featured beginning at 3, with concessions, a beer garden, and more. Mark the Beatty Milo Festival next weekend, August 20th and 21st.
At the age of 5, she was already being leased out by her slave owner to check muskrat traps in freezing temperatures. She was whipped and beaten before the age of 7, and by the age of 12, a blow to the head by an irate master caused her head trauma that impacted the rest of her life. Her amazing story begins today on the American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Harriet Tubman was born on the eastern shore of Maryland around the year 1822. As a slave, there were no documents to prove a date of birth. Kimberly Seswick says Harriet was first leased out as a slave at the age of 5.
She is sent to check muskrat traps out in the swamps in the wintertime. And, of course, being so young and not being clothed properly and all, she got very sick and was sent back to her mother, who brought her back to health.
The next year, at the age of 6, Harriet was leased out to care for the baby of a slave owner. When the child cried, the baby's mother would whip Harriet.
It was said that you could see her scar marks over her collar the rest of her life from that woman whipping her, because, of course, that's what babies do, they cry.
At the age of 12, Harriet was in the same place as a young slave who was escaping from his master. When that master told Harriet to stop him, and she did not, she received a physical blow that would affect the rest of her life.
So the overseer picks up a 2-pound counterweight and throws it as hard as he could at his escaping slave, and accidentally hits Harriet Tubman right in the head, crushing in her skull.
It is believed that blow to the skull caused a form of epilepsy and another unusual condition.
She will form a type of narcolepsy where she can be talking to you 1 minute and the next minute sound asleep. And when she wakes up, she could finish the sentence she went to sleep on.
But those unexpected sleeping spells produce something quite significant in Harriet's story.
When she's asleep, she has very vivid visions and dreams. And she believes these visions and dreams are her God speaking to her. So she's already a very religious, spiritual person, and she follows that voice the rest of her life.
More of the inspiring story of Harriet Tubman next time as we travel the countryside. In Auburn, New York, I'm Andrew McCray.
You'd be bored if you ate the same thing day after day. Your chickens might feel the same way. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Offer the birds some garden scraps for a healthy treat as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Chickens thrive on high-quality commercial feed, but they also like treats from time to time. Take melon rinds out to the hens and they'll run over and peck at them like they're candy. Joe Hess is a retired extension poultry specialist at Auburn University. He says offering garden scraps is a good way to cut down on waste and give chickens some variety in their diet.
I would stick mostly with vegetable matter out of the garden, but also table scraps as well. It's more of a problem if you feed them leftover meat scraps and things like that. But most of the garden scraps and plant material is safe to feed.
Never feed chickens spoiled or moldy food. The scraps can be raw or cooked, but the chickens probably prefer raw. Your birds will happily gobble up all kinds of fruits and vegetables, including berries, apples, and greens, as well as bread and rice. Hess says you do have to be mindful of feeding strong-tasting foods. For example, if the birds eat too much garlic or onions, their eggs could pick up those flavors. All garden scraps should be given in moderation as a treat. Hess says this is important in order to keep the chickens' diet in balance.
There is an issue with that, and being a poultry nutritionist, that's one of the first things I think about. We spend a lot of time formulating feeds so they're perfectly balanced with the right amount of protein, the right amount of minerals, vitamins, and those sorts of things. And it is possible to feed too much of the scraps so that they don't eat enough of the commercial feed that is well balanced.
If you allow the birds to roam around, spread the scraps in a weedy spot in the garden, and they'll scratch up the weeds for you. Learn more about feeding treats to your chickens at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Ourselves in difficult situations where there is no hope. But what I've realized is that with the good help comes and joy follows. Hope is
oh. the refreshment of a believer.
Started a new diet? If so, then you know one of the hardest parts can be taking that first step. Mark Twain once said, "The secret of getting ahead is getting started." Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. For some people, saving money can feel a little bit like starting a new diet. It's overwhelming and in some ways seemingly impossible. But I have some good news. Saving money is easier than you think. You just need to get started. Start by writing out your current spending habits. Are there areas you're overspending or things you can cut back on? Then take that extra income and put it into a savings account. Remember, don't try and cut too much out all at once. In most cases, it just takes small, consistent steps to help you build up your savings. Soon you'll find you can start to plan how you want to put your savings to work to help you accomplish some of your goals in life. So take the first step today so you can be ahead tomorrow. You'll begin to have the freedom to live out God's purpose for your life and have more meaning and gratitude.
Throwback weed varieties may be easier to eat than modern versions. Up next on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I speak from experience when I say that the right tools help keep a farm, a ranch, or a household running smoothly. The folks at Gempler's know that too. It's why they carry the tool brands you trust to help you work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. It's Gempler's specialty. Family-owned and independent, just like their customers, just like you. More than 30,000 problem-solving tools and gear in stock. Shop Gempler's.com today and avoid downtime tomorrow.
Is there something that we bred into the wheat varieties today that have changed the digestibility issues or something that we've left out?
That's Scott Swenson, an Elbow Lake, Minnesota farmer and chairman of the Minnesota Wheat Research and Promotion Council. He says wheat demand has subsided.
I remember the early 2000s, the Atkins diet became popular, and you could see that the wheat consumption in the U.S. dropped from that. And then later on, I think in 2011, the book The Wheat Belly came out, and that was another hit on the use of wheat for consumers in the U.S.
Swenson says Minnesota wheat promoters want to further explore the wheat sensitivity phenomenon.
4 or 5 years ago, we were approached by a farm family that were also starting a business called Backwind Foods, and they were looking at heritage wheats. These were older wheat varieties or ancient wheat varieties. So they were using those and also an old method, really, of baking bread, which is the fermentation method or sourdough method.
Swenson says Promotion Council-funded research found broad genetic differences between heritage and modern wheat varieties, which could lead to breeding more digestible versions. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, in-person school is opening back up. Most parents are very, very happy about that. But what about the kids? What about, say, a 4 or 5-year-old who's heading back to school or maybe daycare after spending 1/4 of their life at home with mom and dad?
That's gigantic.
That's Bradford Wiles, Extension Child Development Specialist with Kansas State University. He says, don't be surprised if your child has difficulty remembering what went on a year or more ago. Wiles says that children adapt to change differently than adults do, and he says
so much of their world is
brand new to them, and so they don't really know what to expect.
And that can be very scary, especially for younger kids. Wiles says that it is very, very important that parents talk to their kids about going back to school or back to daycare.
Helping them understand what to expect, what's going to happen, and helping them work through their feelings ahead of time.
Wiles says that that will help kids adjust to the change. Wiles says that for some students, parents need to be aware that their students may be returning to school a bit behind normal academically.
We're going to see some academic declines. We're going to see some, inability to meet our expectations. And that's completely natural and should be something that we are okay with and need to be able to just address as a consequence of what all of us have gone through.
What all of us have been through is difficult enough for adults. It's even more so for children. It's important that we help them readjust to things as they continue to change. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
We're sure you've heard the news. It's buzzing on every channel every day. There's a car inventory shortage. Okay, yes, this may be true. But at Midwest Kia, we've got you covered. We've sold over 100 new Kias every month as area inventory has dwindled. And we've got one for you. So don't worry about the news. The Midwest Express buying tool is the simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new Kia and ensures you will never pay over sticker. Go to MidwestKia.com to see the new 2020 two Kia models, like the newly redesigned Kia Sorento, Sorento Hybrid, the 8-passenger Kia Carnival, and more. Or take advantage of the market and sell us your car today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers from Nashville, the site of the cattle industry convention going on here. And this morning, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association solidified U.S. cattle ranchers' commitment to environmental, economic, and social sustainability with the release of the U.S. cattle industry sustainability goals. They include demonstrate climate neutrality in U.S. cattle production by 2040, create and enhance opportunities resulting in quantifiable increase in producer profitability and economic sustainability by 2025, and enhance trust in cattle producers as responsible stewards of the animals and resources by expanding educational opportunities in animal care and handling programs to further improve animal well-being and continuously improve the industry's workforce safety and well-being. As they say, the goal is a combination of grassroots rancher-led process, the Sustainability Goals Task Force, formed in 2021 to evaluate the current state of the U.S. beef cattle sustainability and determine which improvements are most critical and help share the story of progress. And within the last 20 years, soybean meal inclusion levels in pig diets have become heavily dependent on pricing. This is at the detriment of overlooking the value of the soybean meal beyond the primary attributes as a source of amino acids. Shifting diets to higher inclusion levels of crystalline amino acids and distillers dried grains with solubles, a 35% increase between 2000 and 2017, hinders soy's beneficial components such as aflatoxin, sapins, and other antioxidants. These vital compounds improve immune responses, provide anti-inflammatory benefits, and enhance growth performance of pigs exposed to viral disease challenges. It was presented at the International Conference of Swine Nutrition. Results from the Soy Checkoff funded study of evaluation of the potential benefit of soybean meal on gain and feed efficiencies in growing pigs. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Livestock Guardian dogs protect livestock from predators. The breed of dog is important, as is the species it was taught to protect, on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Livestock safe and predators at bay with the Livestock Guardian Dog. They see livestock as an extension of their pack within their territory and prevent losses by discouraging predators from that territory. Bill Costanzo is a Livestock Guardian Dog Research Specialist with Texas A&M AgriLife Research. He says someone new to guardian dogs will usually want to get an older puppy in the 6 to 8 month old range that has already been bonded to a specific livestock species by the breeder.
They'll bond them specifically, for instance, to wool sheep or to hare sheep or meat goats or angora goats. Other breeders will just say, well, yeah, you know, I bonded them to sheep or goats or maybe both. But some dogs are particular to a specific species. And so if you have wool sheep, for instance, and you get a dog that was bonded with hare sheep, they may or may not do the best job for you with those wool sheep because they were bonded at a younger age with those hare sheep.
Common guard dog species are large in stature and include Great Pyrenees, Anatolian Shepherd, and Akbash. Their calmness and protective nature are bred in, so Costanzo says you don't want one that's a mix with another breed.
You don't want, for instance, to get a Great Pyrenees that's mixed with a Border Collie. Livestock guardian dogs have been bred for thousands of years to specifically do a certain job, just like Border Collies have been bred to work livestock. These dogs have been bred to guard livestock, so their whole makeup is completely different. Their body structure, their personalities, and things like that.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about livestock guardian dogs at agriculture.com.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring water softener salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know. They'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. We continue to see mixed markets across our futures markets, agriculturally speaking. Kansas City wheat continues to struggle. September down 6, 736 and a quarter. December down 6 at 749. Corn continues to struggle. September corn down 5 and a quarter, 563. December down 5 and 3 quarters at 567 and a quarter. Soybeans look pretty good. We've seen some better numbers with soybeans than we have with corn and wheat. September beans up 5 and 3 quarters at 1378 and 3 quarters. November up 4 and 3 quarters at 1369 and 3 quarters. Soybean meal is up. September up $2 at $3.5960. October is up $2 at $3.5870. Bean oil, though, working the other way. September down 15 points at $63.57. October down 8 at $63.28. Canola is higher. Cotton is lower. We look at the livestock complex. We see mixed numbers there also. October live cattle up 105 at $129.17. December up 72 at $134.55. So Fat cattle seem to look pretty good. There are some weak spots in the back months. September feeders, though, down 65 at 162.42, while October feeder cattle are down 27 at 165.50. So mixed numbers inside the cattle complex. Hogs are on a rally today. October hogs at 88.45, that's up 192. December hogs at 81.37, that's up 120. And all the back months are good. So a pretty strong day so far for hogs. In the energies markets, we're seeing mixed numbers there, too. September crude oil is down 89 cents at 67.56. Unleaded gas and heating oil are lower, but natural gas is just a bit higher. And in the metals markets, we're seeing mixed numbers there, too. August gold is up $10.60 at 17.85.80. Silver is mostly higher. Copper is lower. Markets from Mid-America Ag Network.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
KNDY.
Shine for me.
all-time legends of country music. From KNDY, Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.